Brett Hollander with Chris Herron here. Again, if you're just joining us, he is the centerpiece of a great ESPN 30 for 30, Unguarded. I highly recommend it. It is on Netflix right now. He also has a memoir out, and Chris has battled drug and alcohol abuse for how long, Chris, officially? Would you say from your last time using and from your first time using cocaine?
I was 18, and it was 14 years. I struggled in that world. I've been sober 4.5 years, so I'm blessed today to be 4.5 years sober. But again, like I said, and I can't stress that enough to anybody who struggles. You know, I walked into a treatment center when I was 21, and it took me 11 years to make it back to a treatment center.
So this is a sports and a sports and life show, so that is why the story hits home for us here on this radio program. But for you, you were in the NBA, you were a star college basketball player, a McDonald's All-American. Is there anything about your sports upbringing that led to this addiction at all? In other words, your stardom early on, your commitment to basketball, and really you were from a small town in Massachusetts, the town's commitment to you in being a star. Is there any way that relates or correlates at all to your addiction?
I think the pressure of performing at a high level at an early age is not conducive to a kid growing up. I can say that. Is it the most peaceful situation to be 15 years old and being critiqued and analyzed all day, every day, playing basketball? I think that's a little painful. But I also believe that I had this in my DNA. Mm-hmm. And I fired it up at an early age.
What about
go on. So I fired it up at an early age. And, no kid, I've never met one, that said, my dream is to be a junkie. I'm dreaming to be an addict. I've never met one kid say that, and that's what I try to stress to these kids, man, that, unfortunately, as a society, we've allowed the culture in high schools, boys will be boys, girls will be girls. And we kind of step aside and accept it. Unfortunately, as I try to express to those kids that, there is many kids who get stuck in that phase. Many kids who never make it out of that phase. And I was one. It took me till I was 32 to get out of the phase, but I still have friends stuck in it.
The documentary, and I guess the work that you do, and Jonathan Hock, who is the director, writer, and editor of it, they do spend a lot of time, Chris, focusing on the hangers-on, the lackeys, whatever you want to call them, from your hometown. Even in some cases, they went out to California with you when you played ball at Fresno State?
Yep. Oh, yeah, no doubt. They were my buddies. And let me tell you something. Should they have been there? No. But I'll tell you, the ones who came out there are the ones who got me sober, too. Mm. They got sober before me. So that friend who lived with me out there, he was the first friend to get sober. We were just lost, man. We were kids lost, totally lost. And, having no idea how to face this head on, I don't think any kid understands the battle that they're getting into when they're 18, 19 years old, up for 2 days trying to manage a cocaine addiction. And therefore, I don't think anybody realizes, the battle they're in for once they stop popping pills at 22.
This may be the most obvious question I'll ever ask, but, we think about it, and HBO has done, all the documentaries about Mickey Mantle, or a lot of what we would perceive to be maybe our childhood idols, or some guys who were in the Hall of Fame in different sports, and how great they could have been without some other problems in their personal life, or drinking, or alcohol, or drug abuse. Do you ever think about the what could have been a component for Chris Herron as a basketball player in the NBA had you not been living this double life?
Would I have made it?
Like, what could have been? What would your numbers have been? How long would it last?
I don't even think twice about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, I worried about what could have been, when I was out there using. You know, wow. I thought about the glory days and who I could have been and what I could have made, and I thought of that when I was getting high. I don't think about that sober. I could care less. Life is too good.
Interesting.
Life is too good to worry about the past.
That's really powerful stuff. Another centerpiece, and we only have a couple more minutes left with you, in the documentary is your hometown, Fall River, Massachusetts. Do you go back there a lot still?
Yeah, I mean, I live in Rhode Island, so, you know, I see my hometown quite often. You know, I have to go through it to get to places, and, you know, it's a special place for me. I mean, you know, the people I hung out with there, I got sober with, and unfortunately, the friends I grew up with, some of them are still on the street.
Hmm. And tell us about your life now. What do you do day to day? And I know your family is the centerpiece of your life.
Yeah, no, day to day I stay sober, you know, and I travel all over the country, sharing my story. I just landed in Philly, heading to New Jersey. Yesterday, I was in Nashville and Memphis. So I do a lot of speaking. You know, I started my own foundation called the Heron Project, which help assist families who can't afford treatment. We pay for that, for people who can't afford it. And I started a thing called Project Purple, which went this year from January 11th to the 14th. And it's about basically creating a culture within schools for kids to identify themselves and not worry about conforming. You know, I mean, most kids, you know, every school I go to, the kid says, I didn't want to drink. I never wanted to drink, but I had to drink. I had to drink because I had to have fun. And that's a shame. You know, it's a shame that our kids, you know, think that, you know, without drinking, they'll never make it. You know, they'll never have a good high school experience.
Hmm. Powerful, powerful stuff from Chris Heron. The documentary, again, is called Unguarded. It is an ESPN 30 for 30. It is available right now as a DVD and on Netflix. And also, there's a great memoir out that I know you co-wrote. Is there anything else you want to promote or plug?
I'm not a big self-promoter, but it's all good, man. I really, really appreciate you getting me on here.
No, Chris, we really appreciate it. The story is absolutely amazing, and you are someone to cheer for. There's no doubt about it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's Chris Heron. We're back with more next here on WBAL.